Good morning, WSGW, and you, with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie, on your Monday, November 9th. The answer, of course, is the morning team show. The question is, what's on your radio right now? We've got to take a moment, guys, to say something about Alex Trebek. I mean, he may have been on the TV as a game show host, but he had workings in radio in his career and such. Oh, well, more of the theme. Apparently, Alex doesn't want to go quietly. I used the original theme that most people are aware of that had heard, but then they kind of updated it and jazzed it up a little bit. But there's nothing like the Jeopardy think music.
Yeah.
What was it, Saturday or yesterday morning when we heard that he passed away?
Yesterday morning.
Yes, me. Yep. 80 years of age, after battling pancreatic cancer for about a year or so.
Yep. I think everybody will get to see his final show on Christmas.
Yes.
Really?
December 25th is the scheduled date for the last recorded show.
Yeah.
Because they just finished the recording sessions, I think.
They just finished
month.
10 days ago. They finished
a whole string
of them.
I wouldn't be surprised if they have some type of mention for 30 seconds or something at the opening of the show.
Or a read over at the end.
Must be something.
Yeah, in memory of. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
Right. I mean, would you say the most famous game show host?
Longest running.
Yeah, no, I would say he and Pat Sajak probably share the honors.
Bob Barker maybe too,
Bob Barker to a degree, but you know, with the current crop, the guys that have outlived all the rest and or at least survived that long in the industry, Trebek and Sajak really come to mind right away. Because they're still there, you know, even though he is passed now, he'll still be there till December.
I wonder who would even be up to...
Well, that's
the question.
Be the next Jeopardy host.
The first question was, would it be one of the past champions like Ken Jenkins or one of those guys?
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's going to be interesting. Interesting to see.
It seems like the trend has been to give those spots to comedians. I just don't know if that will work. I don't think this will work for Jeopardy.
Someone wrote on Facebook, one of your friends, Art, actually, wrote that you can't replace Alex Trebek, and it would be a great tribute to him to end the show with him going away.
No.
You don't end moneymakers like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly right.
Not likely.
I hate to be the one replacing him, though.
Right.
You have to remember, the show did go away once in 1974.
Yeah.
After Art Fleming had run it for 10 years, it disappeared for 10 years until it came back in 84 with Alex Trebek. It's a staple of American life.
Oh, it's a family show. Yeah. Educational.
Between Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, in most markets where they play together, back-to-back like they do in this market. And, it's tradition, and it's pretty hard to get rid of tradition. I think they'll take their time and they'll do their diligence and find the right person. You know, maybe there'll be an interim. Who knows?
Right,
that's a possibility too.
But it'll have to be somebody unique because you're not going to replace Trebek. You know, you're going to move on with someone new. But it's, you know, you don't call it a replacement. I guess
right.
It's hard to replace a guy like that.
Indeed. Well, have to
recognize. We're
going to
talk about it later after the 10 o'clock news a little bit, too, this morning.
And you can always learn something from it, you know. Even in all the years I lived in Michigan, I never realized a way to remember all the Great Lakes, which I remember anyhow, but is Holmes. If you use the word Holmes, and I heard that from Alex Trebek, it helps people remember all of the Great Lakes.
Yep.
I always learn how to pronounce funny names and things.
This is true. If you didn't know, you trusted Alex Trebek. Whatever Alex said, that was the way to do it.